Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo.
Hey.
What up, though?
Woo, we've been missing in action. I know you missed us like we missed y'all. Good.
Yeah.
But we back.
We back and better than ever.
I ain't gonna keep telling y'all how often we gonna be back because only the good Lord knows.
So, we real crisp this episode.
Okay, because guess where your girl is reporting live from?
Reporting live from Florida.
Florida.
That's how white people say it. Florida. The white people down here.
Florida.
Yeah, that's Florida. How they say it. Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, It's weird.
That's some different ish.
Yeah, they're different.
Don't you? Okay.
You are so right.
Yep.
In the best ways.
Mm-hmm. Anywho. Moving right along.
So I really wanted to tell you this. It's been burning me. Right?
What's burning you?
Whoa, not like that. Come on now.
Don't, fix it.
Don't do that.
Don't tell the people that.
They got ointments for that.
Not an ointment. You know what? Okay. Don't worry about it.
Wait, scratch all of that. It's been bothering me.
Thank you. It's been burning me. Say it ain't so, Beth. Say it ain't so.
Anywho, I've been waiting to tell you this. So, Jay, my 9-year-old, for those who don't know, he walked in the living room when I was chilling one day. And he's like, he warned me and everything. He was like, Daddy, I got a dark humor joke. You want to hear it? I was like, oh, hell. I was like, okay, you know.
It's your scene we talking
about. I know. I was nervous. I mean, he's only 9. I was like, okay, yeah, go ahead. But, he still knows his limitations. He's still respectful. So he was like, so you know how race car backwards is still race car? He was like, race car sideways is how Paul Walker died.
Jesus. So terrible.
It's so bad, but I was cracking up.
Y'all crazy together.
I'm like, oh, that's so tragic.
It is.
But it's so true. You're right. Okay. I was cracking up. So sorry. I know y'all enjoyed that. Oh, okay.
My mouth's still open, y'all, just for y'all that can't see me. Yes. Oof. And you laugh.
That mess is hilarious. Oh, especially when you don't expect it.
I know you were so confused.
I was like,
that's probably what made it funny, because you just was like, really?
When I thought I was ready, I still wasn't ready.
Yeah. You laughed, though, so you already be.
It's hilarious. It's a great joke. It's a great joke. You gotta get past the feelings. People too sensitive nowadays. Like, death is natural. And comedy is comedy. So, like, you got to look at the... It's funny. It's a funny joke. If you're not being...
Is it?
If you're not... If you take your feelings out of it, it's hilarious.
That ain't my people's. And I'm like, oh.
It don't matter.
That's so sad.
Don't matter at all. People make jokes about Whitney being on crack like she ain't dead.
Well, when you put it like that...
Did you see that meme where it was a... At restaurants where you, what is it called? The dispenser. You saw it?
No.
Well, over the, where the ice cube dispenses, they had a picture of Ice Cube. Over the tea, they had iced tea. Over here, they had Whitney. And somebody in the comments was like, oh, that's Coke. Exactly. But that's okay.
Oh, gotcha. God.
Understood.
No, that's terrible.
Why? Because she did crack or because she black? Let's talk about it.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
who thinks it is? No, let me tell you the worst. Since we, y'all, please, since we are on dark humor, I need to tell y'all what is the worst dark humor joke that it wasn't even funny. It like,
do you know? Hear it?
I gotta. Since you wanna go dance,
dark. It gotta be funny though. It ain't just how dark you can get. Is it funny?
It was dark, but people found it comical, and okay, I was go like, ahead. Oh damn.
Okay, go ahead.
They said, how did Jennifer Hudson lose all that weight?
How can this be dark? Go ahead.
You don't know her story?
Oh, I guess I don't.
They said she lost all that weight going through the cemetery visiting her relatives. Exactly.
Wait. How many? I don't know her story.
Best it was like 8 of them.
I know she's from Chicago, right?
It was somebody shot up their house with all them.
Oh, I don't know her story at all. Oh, so that'll go right over my head.
Yeah, but that's terrible. Because you know she lost all that weight. And they said.
That's so tragic.
Exactly. Tragic.
Wait, so real quick. When did this happen? Before she was famous, you saying?
No, it was while she was famous.
She was famous, and a lot of her relatives was living in the same house, you saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they shot it up intentionally?
Yes.
Aiming for her people?
Yes.
Damn.
She had to bury, like...
Is she from Chicago?
Hell, I don't know.
She was in Chirac, but I don't know if she's from... I know a lot of them are from Chicago.
Yeah. It was 2008.
Okay. Damn.
And, okay, so it wasn't as many people. It's still way too many, but it was only 3. I thought it was more than 3.
You said 8.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot. Look, don't judge me.
Wait.
2008. It was an 8 in there somewhere.
Why she got enemies like that?
Her sister's, like, maybe boyfriend or something like that.
Mm.
Shot, like, her mom and sister and the nephew or something.
So, real quick. Did you see that Will Smith is playing Serena and Venus's dad?
Yes.
That's gonna be good.
You told me.
That's gonna be good. I was just thinking because, you know, they from Compton and they end up losing their sister in a shootout. So that just made me think of that.
Yeah, just sad. Cause what is wrong with y'all?
That joke. It was only 3, so it's not a great joke. If it was 8, then it's like, okay, I can see the whatever. It's tragic, but it's not as funny. It's only 3. It's okay.
Lord.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. So, yeah.
Dark you good?
Yeah. That one, I was just like, who did this and why?
Where'd you see that one at?
Of course, Twitter.
You need to stay off Twitter. You need a break.
Oh, excuse you.
Exactly. That's how you know she need a break. When they get offended. When you tell a crack fiend to stop smoking crack. Excuse you.
Did you put in on that?
Yeah.
All right, so listen, we said we was gonna touch these topics, so let's get into it.
I'm gonna touch you. Sorry. I know y'all missed me.
No, they didn't.
They probably did.
It was like, damn, he back.
Fuck, man.
We thought you was fond of somebody else during this hiatus.
Thought you was doing interviews.
Okay. They mad. Damn, this guy. All right, so I gotta ask you, do you think women or men forgive easier?
Depends on what it is. That's my answer for everything. I really gotta stop doing that.
Okay, thank you.
I self-reflect all the time. I am very self-aware. I have to stop doing that.
You are a trash everything, friend and you know it.
Everything is circumstantial. But I got, okay. I'm gonna stop doing that for the sake of the banter, the debate, the conversation.
Cause what I'm gonna do with that?
I know. Overall.
Say it again.
Women. But. Let me say this. Women's loyalty is tested more than men's too though. So they have more opportunities to show that they forgive easier. Men mess up in a relationship more than a woman does. Women are put to the test. Their loyalty and love is put to the test as far as
more often.
Like, damn, you at it again, you know. John, you know.
Why is that? Why do men keep serially effing up?
I mean, women mess up too, don't get me wrong. But not as much as dudes.
Who messes up worse?
Worse? Dudes. What do women really do?
Like,
right.
What
do y'all do? Like, I mean, y'all cheat, but I mean, women don't.
Dude normally cheat first. Yeah. We cheat back.
Sometimes. Women cheat. Women cheat and don't call it cheating.
Right.
And that's absolutely. Where you about to you get Ike Turner'd.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Can we not do the DP? No, sir.
I'm just saying.
Yes, women are emotional cheaters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is worse to most guys.
Exactly. Me and Will tell you.
Well, any man that truly cares about his woman is worse. You know?
You ain't saying that you want your girl. Hey, that could have been a would you rather. You ain't saying you want your girl to be out here busting it open and not, but she don't got no feelings.
That's not bad.
You know, or
I like that. But I mean, you could really dive into that though.
Like, what's worse?
Well, I mean, as far as the who forgives easier, going back to the original question. What you think?
I definitely think women.
You think for the reason that I said though, they have more opportunities to prove it.
I like that because I wouldn't have put those words together. You know what I'm saying? That's why I mess with you. You all right. You decent.
Different perspective. So what was your original? What was your original perspective?
My original thought was, women, not that they put to the test more. I just really like that you said that. I really like that.
Thank you.
But my thought was, women are the traditional nurturer. They are more open and more
in tune with their emotions.
Yes, and they can just see the full picture. When men are mad,
fuck everything.
It's a target. This is
tunnel vision.
Yep.
That's real. Bess, that's so real.
Because you have women, I feel like, can take a step back and look at the whole picture and like, ooh, dissect it to be like, okay, let me try to see why this happened.
I think that's part of the reason why men and women balance each other so well.
Right.
You know?
Y'all both can't be.
Yeah, with the binoculars on.
Yeah, rose colored glasses.
Yeah, and or the blinders on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Dang, yeah. I don't know if I would have thought about it that way. I know, right? Yeah, that works.
Go team.
So either way, women.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down. Because, okay, Bess. I like where this is going. So, who shows their anger more? Like, who is...
Oof.
Yeah. Like, when you get angry, like, say you cheat or, you know, whatever, who lashes out?
A woman.
Greater.
I think women have shorter... Even though women are naturally... Are women naturally more patient than guys?
Oh, hell yeah.
Patient? Even if... Now, we're not talking about kids.
Okay.
Just patient.
Yeah, I like that.
Because if a woman gets cut off in traffic or something versus a dude, I feel like she would be snapping before he would. For, you know, just a slight example.
Right.
I feel like women are more short-tempered than men. Like, we more chill. We not as emotional. Stuff don't bother us as deep. It don't cut as deep.
Well, you know, we know very short-tempered men, so.
I know. That's why I'm thinking, like, okay. You know.
That's the person I have the most
yeah,
to relate to.
But outside of those specific cases.
Seriously. Patient,
yeah.
And this guy who has none in the world.
Yeah, he's an anomaly.
Y'all are two different.
That's not typical.
Yeah. At all. No. I'm like, dude, this is not normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so. Was it me and you talking about it? It was me and you. Remember we was like who gets more angry between black people and white people?
Okay.
And we was like, at some point, I think it was you. Did I dream this? It's like, they was like, the black people will calm down. Or maybe somebody else talked about
this.
It on the,
uh-uh.
It might have been a mixed emotions podcast or something. I don't know. But they was like, black people will calm down.
Uh-huh.
And then white people just go for it. They go overboard.
You think so?
Yeah, they was like, that's like, you cut somebody off in traffic, they'll follow you all the way home, shoot your place up, whatever. Black people, they be like, oh, F you. You know
what I'm saying? Keep it pushing.
All these obscenities, and then they going about their business.
Yeah.
And they was like, white people don't have no, like, snap.
Yeah.
So like, hey, it ain't that serious.
Yeah.
Like, you going to drive all the way.
I can see that.
And at no point did you be like, hey, okay.
I need to drive back.
Yeah, maybe I'm doing too much.
Mm.
But in reference to who... is angrier, men or women? Like, who shows they, like, kind of violent outbursts? It'll probably be women.
Especially since women are more emotional naturally than men.
Exactly. Everything's derived from emotion because I can't tell you how many times I've been mid-argument and I'm like, bitch, you are wrong.
Yeah.
But we already here, baby.
Yeah.
Game time.
We locked in.
We in the third quarter. We gotta finish strong.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And a lot of conversations that I've had with women where we were trying to like understand each other, they, a lot of times my perspective is like appreciated because it's from a logical standpoint versus 9 times out of 10, that woman is speaking from an emotional standpoint.
Right.
So I give them that and they're like, oh, okay, I didn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I think women.
Dang.
A woman would get angrier before a dude.
Yeah. But men stay angry longer.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
Really?
I don't know if I can agree with that.
I think so.
Especially, that kind of goes hand in hand with who forgives easier, sort of. But no, because that's different. That's different from holding a grudge. So a man will hold a grudge longer than a woman? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Hell hath no fury. I don't know about that.
Like a woman scoring, hey, you ain't lied.
I don't know about, yeah.
You ain't lied. I like
women
that.
Women can hold grudges. Dudes be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Right. I like that. But I just feel like, in the terms that I was thinking of it.
Like if he feels that she's wrong.
Uh-huh.
No, because he's going to get horny. I'm bad. Hey, you know that's how.
Yep.
Any that's dude that apologized after so long, he's horny. I'm telling you.
No, you ain't lying.
It's something about those hormones that make you. I'm the biggest romantic when I'm horny. Not saying that it goes away, but it's just not as. I'm not as on top of it.
Right.
Like, I just be like, ooh, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after we do our thing. And then, and not some jump off, but let's say, you know, I'm in a relationship or whatever. Then I'm still sweet, but it's just not as, oh, let me go get these random flowers. Let me go get this random card. You know what I'm saying? It's something about that.
Derived from the hormones.
Bruh, that's what it's all about.
Driven bomb. Ain't
hey.
That some sh-
hey. Listen.
All right, so listen. Moving forward. What would you do in this instance if... You know, your acquaintance or your friend, tells you that they are interested in an acquaintance of yours. And they're like, come on, bro, like, put me on, mm-hmm. wingman.
Mm-hmm.
But then that person was like, nah, but I'm feeling you, though.
Really? Oh, shit, you should have told me sooner. Let's do this.
Not let's do this. What about your friend?
They don't even know each other, for real. That's no different from... us talking, mm-hmm. and my friend just didn't know.
Right.
It's no different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, hey, they like them, but whatever.
The issue comes in to where, yes, I know this person. My friend is interested in this person, but I ain't been around this person one-on-one. So they start, you know, kicking talking.
It, right.
And so now all three of us are around each other. And then that person realizes, hey, I do like you, not your friend. Then there's a problem.
Oh, I like that. Aha.
Yeah, aha.
Hey, that's the difference. Because at that point, look, I'm about to choke you up a little.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Okay, I like that. If they don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't never hung. Y'all, you know, it's a physical attraction.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because my immediate thought was, damn, that's fucked up.
Not for real.
Yeah. That was my immediate thought, though.
If you didn't know.
Yeah. Immediate thought was, dang, that's fucked up.
So, before we... get too deep into it, you're that person, you got the friend, you got that person that they're interested in, right? Mm-hmm. You find out that person is interested in you, once you bring it to them about their friend, what would you do? You'd be like, nah, but my friend like you. Like, you would just...
You know what? I've been put in that position before. I mean, I have to...
You know, you don't have any obligations. Your friend don't even know them for real. Right. They just find them attractive.
Oh, I like this. So, question. If you in a club, right, and a chick approaches your homeboy, mm-hmm. and he like, nah, I'm good. Maybe he's or she's not his type.
Mm-hmm.
But then she come try to talk to you after
no.
you give her play. Exactly.
I hit.
Okay, wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wasn't even gonna ask that, but I'm good.
It depends. Like, if you know what I'm saying, I ain't about to pass up a nice little night. Why? Cause my pride? Cause I'm sloppy seconds. I'd be sloppy seconds if she fine. Best. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I ain't looking for a wife. You know, I mean, I'm assuming in this situation, I wouldn't be looking for a wife. You know what I mean? I got pride.
Have you no shame?
I have integrity.
Have you no shame?
I'm not going to marry that chick. I promise you that.
Right. Because you was interested in my friend.
You was interested in my friend.
What? I wonder. You know it's people out there, though, that that's happened to.
Oh, yeah.
That they, you know, somebody approached their friend and it didn't work out, but then, you know, they start talking and then they end up hitting it off. What if they end up dating, have kids, get married, whatever. That will all, I wouldn't be able to do it. It will always be in the back of my mind that you was interested in my friend.
So, that's a good point. But you know what, though?
That's going to bother me.
I feel that. But at the same time, I feel like it could take a certain level of maturity to realize that once that person got to know you, they became blind
to
other dudes, especially your friend.
You have to think about it like that. You have to be mature enough, because you will be stupid to think that they can't find nobody else attractive.
Right.
But it's just like, but at your same time, immediate.
Yeah.
Immediate, I feel you. Was.
I could see both sides.
Yeah, I could too, and I'm glad that we can. Mm-hmm. You know.
Not only that was your immediate, but maybe the friend was a 10, you a 9, got to know you, personality is through the roof, now you a 12.
Right.
That person's still a 9, or even went down since you got to know them.
Right.
Because you've been around them now, because that's the friend. I'm glad I chose you and not your friend. Now they definitely don't even see them the same. He was cute, but he a dog, or he not smart. You know what I'm saying? Your friend ain't
or
the smartest.
Or she was cute, but she a rat.
Or that. Yeah. Legit.
Okay.
So it just depends on the circumstances.
It do.
Y'all legit might hit it off, and he or she might never look at that other person the same again.
Right.
And it would never be an issue.
Hmm.
You know? Now, I think what changes in that is if they're twins.
If who's twin?
If the one twin didn't want her, but the other twin did. Because now we identical, you know what I'm saying? You always going to be looking at my brother. Okay, whatever. We ain't gotta take it that far, but I'm just saying.
You always in left field. Oh, she was staring at my brother.
You know what I'm saying, though? Because they're twins, so it looked alike.
You had a hoop earring, he had a diamond.
I didn't know. I rock, paper, scissors, you know.
It could be the smallest differences. I like why you pick me. I like the shoes. Remember that was on
something.
Sister.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I like the shoes. And then she was wearing her sister's shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, those were my shoes. Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, the dating scene can be so trash. I just want y'all
to
know.
Yeah, people agree. I I love it, but that's another story.
For a very another day. So, y'all, we're going to talk about what do you consider dating etiquette? Because some people are sadly...
There is definitely dating etiquette. And you know, man, I have conversations with women, and it is certain dudes out here, they give guys like me a bad name. That mess is so tragic. Like, dudes, what do y'all be thinking, man? Women don't like that aggression. Like, a woman like for you to take charge and be a man, but damn, dude, like, pretend like you care about what's on the inside. Like, Jesus. Y'all don't even try no more.
Bro, my horror stories is something serious.
It stresses me out.
Listen, so...
I'm going to teach a class. Male,
oh, you need to.
I'm going to definitely teach a class. Hey. Do not disturb, please. Thank you.
I done told her twice. So, in a male's perspective, mm-hmm. what's considered a date to you?
A date?
Yes.
A date to me is... a mutual understanding that this is us getting to know each other, spending some quality time getting to know each other. Because a date to me might not be a date to her.
Right.
So we need to have that understanding. You know what I mean?
Is that as far as the activity?
Activity don't matter.
Okay.
No matter what y'all do, it could be a date if it's one-on-one. Hell, if it's 5-on-5 or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If it's a group of y'all. That could still be a date. It's based on what y'all decide it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I like that because...
Like, what are we doing? We getting to know each other or we just friends? We associates? We co-workers? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, okay, so what about when you establish that y'all something? Like, if you're in a relationship, you still date, right?
You still date each other.
Right.
Sort of.
Right. So, like, where's the lines between what's considered a date when you're still dating or when you're starting to date or, you know? Because...
I think anytime you go out.
Okay. So, real quick. If you ask somebody to go out with you.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all go out. Y'all pick the place, whatever, whatever. Time comes from the bill.
Okay.
And y'all go Dutch.
Okay.
Is that considered a date?
I think who pays has nothing to do with whether it's a date or not.
Okay. A lot of people in our generation especially associate who pays, picks up, you know, A to Z with if it's considered a real date.
Okay, so let's do this. I'll paint you a picture. A guy and a girl go out.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it very clear through text that they like each other. They want to get to know each other. Very interested. They go on a date. They have a ball. The check comes. They go Dutch. Now, all of a sudden, it's not a date because they went Dutch. That's what you're telling me people believe?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like, it's not a real date. And here, I'm using air quotes, y'all, but quote unquote. So, I think that there has been this established idea that a man will pick you up and...
The only way it's a date is if certain things fall in line. That is stupid, in my opinion.
Yep. Like a real date.
I mean, there's a such thing as a traditional, like you say, air quote. Okay, yeah, that's different. Okay. Now we on the same page. Sure. I've done that. I've hit a chick like, hey, you know, I know it's my first time, or yeah, it'd be like our second time going out. Like, hey, you know, I like to do things traditionally. Are you comfortable if I pick you up?
Right.
You know, yeah, there's that. But yeah, sure. There's a difference between dating and a tradition. Date. Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Okay. does whoever initiate the date pay?
Yes, but. If they don't, okay. I mean, you know, you should. It's etiquette. We're talking etiquette. It's etiquette.
It's etiquette.
Yeah.
Then why don't people understand etiquette? You asked me.
You asked me.
Now I got to pay for you?
Because other than that, you using me. You using me for a free meal, free drink. Yeah.
Floors. Yes. Been there. I feel like that.
Yeah.
Because why would you invite me somewhere and then expect me, who had no obligation to you,
yeah,
nothing to do,
I was chilling
in my drawers playing the game. You bother me. Ask me to go out, get me out, and then run up a check.
Try again.
I'll whoop your ass in
the I'll leave that check right there.
Hey, you know how, you know how on Vice City, when the prostitute get out your car, you run her over and take your money back.
Vice City was so tragic. We was young teenagers playing that. Oh Lord.
Don't give me them vibes. I'm about to
no, that's real,
take
though.
My money.
That's real. Like yes, you owe me.
That is etiquette, y'all. Listen to me and hear me well. If you ask somebody out on a date, it is assumed.
It's your obligation.
It's an obligation. You ask me. And don't ask me out on a date and then ask me where we going.
Oh no.
That's not allowed.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, what I will say is I'll let you
if
know I'm interested.
Both say yes, we're interested in hanging. Let's figure out what we're doing.
Or yeah. Because if I say hey, you know, let me take you out, I usually be like, hey, can I take you to dinner? Can
yes.
You know? Or it might just be general. Hey, can we go out? You know? And of course she's gonna. You know, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll say, hey, well, before I decide, do you have anything that you wanted to do?
Exactly.
No? Okay, cool. Then I'll decide. No exactly. Problem. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, that communication.
Because I have noticed that me as a datee has orchestrated it from start to finish.
Really?
I'm dating myself at this point.
Basically.
Exactly. Fuck you.
Because at this point, I feel like he just going through the motions just to get to the penny draws.
Well, what if you already smashed?
Is that different? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Then why he not making decisions then?
Right.
Especially if y'all smashing, then he know what you like and don't like.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Step it up, buddy.
Pal.
Brother. Tiger.
So, yes, I mean, it's just like the dating never stops, y'all. You know, even when you're married or in a relationship or whatever, this should be continual.
So let's
get them, how you keep
them. I agree. Let's run through it. Dating etiquette.
Yes.
The do's. and don't. If you ask a person out, you are supposed to pay. Okay? That includes ladies.
Yes, ma'ams.
Don't say, hey, you know, we should hang out. Let's do this Friday. And then y'all get there and then you looking at him when the check comes. Like, as a gentleman, he's going to. But ladies, pull your card out. Let him say, no, boo, I got it.
Yes.
Because that is going to do wonders. Okay? Men love that. Love hey, it.
Yes, they do. Boo, I got a card. My card worked fine.
Bruh, okay? I'm telling you. Now, ladies, don't do it if you ain't got it on your card. And he called your bluff.
Don't get embarrassed.
Come on now. Don't get declined.
Make sure. I know you got a savings and a checking, but if all your money is in the savings, boo, this is time to be quiet.
Come on now.
Now, don't get out here embarrassing us, telling us that Kels and E put you to it. Now.
And then what you do is, ladies, say, hey, you know, well, I got you next time, or we can go Dutch next time, or something yes. like that. I'm telling you, you're going to change the game with that.
Y'all.
He's going to love it. He's going to want to wipe
you. He's going to love it here.
Next time y'all go out, he better have something waiting in the passenger seat for you when he pick you up. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling you. He's going to be thinking about that one.
Yeah, because not a lot of women do that. So, yes, that is the number one do.
Yes. Yes. Any others off top?
Number two, what we say?
What we got?
Dutch can still be considered a date. Set your boundaries. Set your cast your nets wide.
Physical?
Huh?
What boundaries?
Like as far as what you want, what you don't want, what you look for in a date, what you know,
oh, I got
whatever.
You. Yeah.
Just be clear about your intentions. Yeah. And what you want to do.
What you looking for?
Yeah.
I got you.
Males. If y'all are already in a relationship, it is still your duty to date your woman.
Of course.
Dude, best. This is not common knowledge.
That's not a thing? Wait, so dudes get a girl and then they just stop going out? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Stop doing fun, cute stuff. Yeah. Happens.
But how do you entertain yourself?
Mm-hmm. She's going to entertain somebody else. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Wait, so how is he entertaining himself?
Who knows?
Oh. He just hanging out with the fellas? That's gay, first off.
Exactly. You got a boyfriend.
I'm going to put that out there. you start neglecting dudes. Your lady for your dudes. You gay.
Oh, listen. Oh, that's another topic for another day. You're going to piss some people off.
That's fine.
But you got to hang with your bro.
Write an email.
So you going out with your book.
You spend more time with your dudes than your lady? You gay. It is what it is. Kels is telling you.
You got a group chat with your boys. And y'all all linking up, making plans, but y'all make plans with your girl.
If your thread with your boys is longer than your thread with your girls, you gay. I don't care if you live with her.
Speak.
Unless it's a group chat, because that's a lot of messages. I give you that. Whatever.
Okay, so. So, I do got a question. And you might have already answered it, but like. So, you haven't went out with this person before.
Okay.
Or nothing. But they interested. They make it known they interested.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, cool. What you doing Friday night? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then y'all come to a mutual agreement like, oh, well, that'd be nice to hang. If you just like, hey, you want to hang out? Okay, cool. Let's hang out. Okay, let's hang out Friday. What you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do blah, blah, blah. And then y'all go out. Y'all have a good time. Y'all order drinks, food, whatever. And then when the check comes, that person speaks up like, yeah, we're going to need separate checks. Are you going to get that person a second date? That was something in a group I was in.
No. And I'm interested in that person? Mm-hmm. I just got friend zoned at that moment. So no. I will not be seeing you again. But I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
I've never had a woman say, yeah, separate. I've had a woman step up and say one check and expected me to pay. I've done that. I'm like, okay, that's bold. I was about to say one check.
Right.
Let me make that decision.
One check, he'll take it.
He got it. Yeah, like, don't do that. Yeah, I got it, but don't do that. Don't assume.
Why would a woman do that?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw her, too. Yeah, don't worry about it. You got this one night on me. That's fine. First and last, ho.
I'm going to whoop your ass out back.
my best friend waiting out back for you. Don't even worry about it.
I'm going to buy city your money. Don't
you even trip. Nah, but separate checks, that's happened? You've done that? I can't even imagine a woman doing that. What woman is going to yell, yeah, separate, please. I'm going to pay mine. He going to pay his.
No. It definitely is. It feels friend zoned. But even as a friend, best, every time we go out, you buy one check. I'm like, best, give me this.
The thing is, for one, it's easier for the server.
Right.
Y'all could just Cash App each other, Zelle, PayPal, Apple Pay, whatever you got. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Or if y'all best friends or y'all good friends, y'all gonna hang out again. You get it this time, they get it next time. It's gonna balance out eventually.
Y'all best cashed out on you, girl.
Oh my gosh. Best in town. Oh my gosh. Man, swipe my card. That mug said 220. I said, oh Lord.
No, y'all, listen. My drunk ass caught the server back over there. Excuse me, can I have an itemized bill? Drunk as hell.
That was probably the first time she didn't ever heard somebody request that since she'd been working there. We had this nice little lounge slash, what is it? Not a nightclub, but
bar.
Yeah, bar, lounge.
Bar and grill.
And best drunk ass talking about, man, I have an itemized bill.
I sure did. Hell, I need to understand what you charged us for, ho.
Yeah, is 220, it? Man.
I
God
said she
damn.
Pocketed a tip, dog. She something. Had to. Did we ever get an itemized bill?
We got it. It's sitting on my nightstand.
Okay.
I'm scared. It's crumbled up. I'm scared to look at it.
We need to go look at it. Best they could have charged us for anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they had us beat.
220, bro. Why don't we have our own lounge?
We
That's
need
where
to,
the money at.
Clearly. $40 hookah.
That DJ.
Pit two.
Hey, that hookah. Yeah, I ain't care for that flavor. How you only got one flavor?
Yeah, I was confused because she just brought it out to us. Here you go. It's good. Like, damn, what if I was allergic?
Hey, what if I was allergic? I got a fear of blueberries. What you mean?
Oh, my God, y'all. Now that we are not inebriated, it was so much wrong with that.
Yeah, it was a lot. 220.
They didn't have no hot wings.
That y'all, barbecue was good, though. I ain't gonna front. Them barbecue wings was good.
Yeah, I don't
know. The lemon pepper wasn't bad either, though.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. So, yeah. Yeah, if you ask, two checks, please. And then, hey, Bess, you get the check. And she's like, excuse me, he had the mozzarella stick.
Oh, hell no.
Now y'all gotta argue over who had what.
Really?
I didn't even eat that.
Yeah, but
look, you shouldn't be going out with them anyway.
No, why are we here? Something went wrong on the date.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you said something, now she got an attitude, and this is her last date with you, and she ready to just pay and go. But she only paying for what she
have you ever
for.
Excused yourself to the bathroom and like dipped out?
Nah, I ain't never did that.
You know, people do that. And I
people do that
imagine.
For real?
Yeah.
I would say I'm ready. I would let you know I'm dipping. I ain't about to play with you. If it's that bad, I'm ready to go. I like, all right, let's go. I'm about to go.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta, you know what? I gotta get back to my son.
I don't care what you do, but I gotta go.
Yeah, I ain't about to pretend. We too grown for that. I'm gonna let you know. I'm not having a good time. You're whack.
Oh, are you gonna say that? Are you gonna say I'm not having a good time?
If she's that rude or that condescending, I'll say that. You know what? This ain't it. I'm about to go. Yeah.
Take me home, big fella.
I'm confrontational. I don't give a damn.
Yeah. I feel like I am too when it comes to that.
Like, I mean, you gotta be like rude though.
Right.
I ain't gonna just hurt your feelings just cause you're not fun.
Right. Yeah, you nice in that regard.
Yeah.
Cause man, I done heard horror stories from Bess too. And I'm like, Bess, you stuck around that long? Cause
I know.
Been
I got a lot of patience.
Oh, she did that? She did that too? You didn't, what?
A lot of patience. I mean,
I don't the whole type of
yeah, woman. I don't like to be that guy. I think it's bad enough that I'm about to ghost you. So it's just, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy tonight because it's the last.
Damn. Let me get another shot of Patron.
Hell no.
Oh, hell.
Hell no.
All right, so look, check it. Y'all, I had tons of ideas for Would You Rather, but Bess told me they was whack.
Whack as hell.
So let's see what he do this week. So Bess, hit the people up to say, would you rather?
This the one we going with?
Yeah, it ties. Yeah, we can go with that one. It ties into the dating.
All right. So we was thinking, would you rather be with somebody who got 8 kids and 4 BMs or BDs, but it's a peaceful co-parenting situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus somebody dating somebody who got 1 kid and 1 co-parent.
But they're chaotic.
But it's chaos and they hostile. And they trying to fight you.
Oh, I was like, how chaotic. They trying to fight me?
They trying to fight you just because.
Daily or it's like a one time I whoop your ass, you stay in your place.
That. But you're not that type of person. So
no,
they forever. Not you, but I'm saying like right. In a situation. So
they
keep forever.
Trying
they keep trying
keep
you.
Trying.
Yeah. And you losing your peace. You know what I'm saying?
Do your dude got a good job? Are you financially responsible for any of these 8 kids?
So hey, yes, he's on child support for all of them.
I know somebody said Chester for one of these kids.
For all eight.
So he ain't got no money.
I mean, he ain't broke, but he ain't rich. Yeah, y'all straight. I mean, y'all ain't won for nothing for real, but y'all ain't missing a meal. But it's still eight kids that you gotta play step parent to.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I'm gonna go with the hostel.
I'm gonna go to, yeah. I'm
gonna deck you one good time.
And you gonna stay in your place.
And you gonna shut your ass up.
Yeah. I'm gonna just put you in a full Nelson as soon as you come in the church.
Now, what if they never give up, though? What if they just keep. I gotta have my peace at some point.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna have to leave you in that one kid.
I'm gonna leave you in that one kid for the eight kids. For the BM with the eight kids. Listen, she got eight kids. She got something going on. She got that good. Never mind. Huh? Hello?
Oh my God.
That's not where we was going with that?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, Best, I need my peace.
I know.
I'll play Zaddy Kales. Screw it.
So which one you gonna pick?
Just call me stepdaddy.
I'm gonna go with the hostel.
I can't be. It depends on how bad it get. Like, you blowing our phones up at 3 a.m. and you tripping and you got my partner stressed out.
Right.
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. Partner has to handle that.
But there's only so much they can handle.
We're going to have to get a restraining order or something. You're going to have to get custody. That's real. You're going to have to figure it out.
That's real.
I'm not
there's ways around that.
I'm not getting eight kids ready. Hold on, time out. I'm not loaded. First of all, where are these kids?
What type of vehicle we got?
Exactly. Thank you, Beth. That's why you're my best friend. I'm like, okay, what car are we driving?
You need a school bus or a tank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need a little handicap van. What is going on?
No.
We can't go to Disney World.
Not all at once.
Exactly. Somebody's going to feel left out. It's going to be very unfortunate.
We just going to go two at a time, and we're going to start with the oldest.
Not you got a schedule. You done figured it. Best over here figuring it out.
Listen, I need my peace, bro.
Listen, No, baby. I'm going to have to pay.
There's a lot to that.
Pookie from the hood to take your BM out.
Listen.
Because I'm not about to do it.
How you finding a babysitter?
Right. Okay. Riddle me this. What's the age range? Are they scared?
17 to 6 months.
Oh, fuck you. How long have we been together? The baby 6 months? So, wait, time out. You blew it. You really blew it that one. You kind of sealed my deal for the one hostel. Because what the hell? 6 months? How long have we been together? Because I didn't sign up for this. You had these babies on me. We've been together for 14 years and you got 16 to 6 months? Hell nah.
Oh, man.
My grits.
Oh, so now.
Hell no. Not no. Hell no. Sorry, Jay. Hell no. What? You blew it.
Oh, man.
You freaking blew
it. That mess is look, something else.
Look, my partner could have been 70 and you could have hit me with the... Are they 50? 25 to 50? My stepkids is 25 to 50. Look, we the same age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, hell no. Yeah, you dating grandpa at that point.
I take that over 16 or 6 months to 16.
You would?
Hell yeah. I'll be the same age as my stepkids before I'm about to be loading up all these car seats.
But he only see like a couple at a time every weekend.
And I'm not dealing with no kids every weekend. Damn, can we have some peace and quiet? Eight damn kids. It's always somebody running around this motherfucker. No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No. Ooh. No. I don't care if he don't got them all at once. At some point, you got one, and that's too many. And riddle me this. How many I got?
You ain't got none yet.
Oh, hell no. Do you not understand that's worse?
Why?
I just went from zero to eight kids in a blink of an eye.
You ain't got no type of parenting skills.
Exactly. Hell no. I ain't got no patience. Where my baby in the closet? They was crying too much. Like, what?
What did they eat? No, I ate.
They didn't want it.
They didn't say nothing.
Exactly. They didn't let me know. He's 6 months. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I gave him some peanut butter. Baby in there choking. Like, what?
And some gushers.
Do you know that's worse?
Listen. So we both rolling with the hostel?
Listen.
We going to be throwing hands every other day?
Every day.
I need my
piece. I'm gonna cut my nails down short so I can get with you.
Either way, you're not getting your piece.
No.
You either fighting or ain't no quiet.
Or y'all always busy, ain't never got a food.
Y'all always running around, ain't never got a food. Y'all on them good stamps if y'all got 8 kids, first of all.
Got to.
That's easily $800 a month.
Well, not really, because if the mama got the kids.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting none of that.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly. This is a.
What if you're deadbeat?
Oh, hell, I don't want to date no deadbeat.
But other than that, he's perfect.
Is he really perfect? And he got 8 of them jokers?
That's the only thing he lack in life is parenting skills. Other than that, smart, rich,
nigga,
funny.
Nigga, you cannot be bad to one kid. You're bad to 8 of them and you kept having them?
Well, he's not rude to him. He just don't like him.
So I got to be a deadbeat too?
A deadbeat stepmom, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No?
Hell no.
Damn. All right.
What the hell? You blew it with the no, you don't got no kids. If you would have said, oh yeah, you got 2 kids.
That's more kids though.
I understand that, but it's better because I already have that acceptance that I got kids, he got kids.
But what if you naturally nurturing and you was ready to have kids anyway? How's that?
Then I'm going to take 8 of them jokers off your hands.
Just call you Mary Poppins.
Kiss them off. I can't agree. No. Who's feeding these damn kids? Where are they go? Where do we live?
Yeah, I mean, he doing all right for himself.
Is he?
He's straight.
Baby's all poloed and Gucci down.
Wait a minute. He ain't a professional athlete.
Nah, he's a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of all these kids.
Yeah, he moving that weight.
No, there ain't no peace in that either.
Yeah, that's real.
The baby mama gonna blow it all four. And it's 4 baby mamas. That's 4 different women, 4 different attitudes, 4 different schedules.
They peaceful, though. And they like you. They invite you to their book club and everything.
Kiss my grits, dog. Y'all, let us know. Nope, kiss my grits, homeboy.
But you gotta keep in mind, when I say hostile, I'm talking like hostile.
Like
flattening tires, calling your job.
Baby, come pick him up.
Trying to fight you.
Come pick him up.
Legit.
Come, you can have him. I'll be single. I'll pick single.
You can't pick that.
Yeah, I'm still gonna roll with the one hostile. All right.
I'm gonna just
have the whoop hurts.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree at first. I'm gonna regret that, but I agree.
Okay. Because right, either way, ain't no peace around these parts.
Yeah, either way.
Kiss your peace goodbye.
Yeah, you done.
Okay, so, what you wanna do? Where you wanna go?
Let's do. Yeah. Let me see. Looking at our notes. So, something I had randomly thought of the other day. Positive father figures. Who needs a positive father figure more? Who benefits from it more? A little boy or a little girl? You know,
from a father figure.
Positive father figure. A little girl grew up, or a woman grew up, say, "Hey, I didn't have my daddy around." Versus a man grew up, say, "Hey, I ain't have my daddy around." Who has a better chance of being all right in life without that? They pops. What you think?
I think you should touch it.
You think you want me to hit it first?
Yes, because this is the epitome of us.
So, that's the point.
I know, and we both as well.
Give your perspective.
We out here.
That I ain't say who you know, go off themselves, become a bum and a murderer.
But what's your perspective? More.
Yeah, who do you feel like benefits more?
From a positive. Yeah. I think that a male benefits more from a positive role model than
a woman.
A father figure, excuse me, yes.
Than a woman.
Yes.
So a woman can grow up without her dad, and she had a better chance of being successful than that male does?
I think so, even statistically speaking.
I don't know about that one, but why?
It's statistics, I promise you.
I don't know about that one. I'm going to need to see these stats, but why?
I got you. Because it is statistics that males, especially black males, that do not have their father figure are it's a certain number times more likely to end up like resulting to crime if they don't have no positive role model. And I definitely,
yeah, but there aren't stats on how many women become promiscuous. There's no stat for that because it's not a crime,
right? They don't consider it a crime.
Right.
Orally, but that's exactly.
So you know, it's like, kind of hard to bring in statistics.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
I just think that,
or low self-esteem, not even just promiscuous.
Yeah, not even promiscuous, but just picking the wrong men,
picking the wrong dude. Exactly. Uh-huh. That's just as bad.
Just as bad.
A lot of women are in prison because they was in an abusive relationship and they retaliated,
right?
Because they grew up without their father, so they didn't know what love looked like. So now, right, a lot of women are incarcerated. Look at those stats.
Yep.
You know, most women behind bars murdering their husband.
Yep.
You know, or drugs.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff is deep rooted in childhood trauma, for sure.
I think
I'm still rolling with my answer.
A man.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
But you gonna say a woman?
I'm gonna say a woman.
Would benefit more from a father figure?
I think especially time has shown that plenty of single moms have raised successful men.
Right.
Like me, like most black professional athletes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Most successful rappers. You know what I'm saying? It's some prominent, successful black males who grew up without their dad. And I'm sure there are women as well.
Right.
But, and maybe it's just not, you know, spotlighted like that. I mean, did Oprah grow up without her dad? You know what I'm saying? Like, right, do we know any off top? Right. Did Michelle Obama grow up without her dad? Did Maya Angelou grow up without her dad?
Right. So, if we flip the script and we say who can benefit from a mom more, can I ask?
A single mom?
Let me scratch that real mm-hmm. quick. Do you feel like males are more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resilient?
Yes. Do you feel like males are more resilient and that's the reason why?
Not necessarily, because okay. I think resilience requires a certain level of maturity and women are naturally more mature than males.
Okay. Look at you pulling out all the stops to see, hey, Bess was ready. Bess was ready to record. Oh, Tay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, Bess. And I really like how you brought it home with the, you know, look at these types of people. I like that.
Yeah.
I will say, and this is what I was getting to before, I will say that there are a lot of damaged males that I've seen that didn't have a mother figure that are horrible to women.
Oh, I bet. I don't know how it would be any other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different...
That's a whole different animal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what other people think. Y'all, let us know.
I think that can go either way. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Especially coming from a male's perspective, coming from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if we say that because you're a woman and I'm a man. I wonder if that has anything mm-hmm. to do with it.
That's why I want to hear other people's
opinion. I know. I'd be curious to hear a male say a woman to say a male.
Especially y'all hit us up who grew up in two-parent households because neither me or Bess did.
Exactly.
And that could be the reason why we both feel, why we're both on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I would love to hear from someone who, let's say we hear from a woman who mm-hmm. has a brother. They both grew up with their two-parent in a two-parent household. And then she's picturing, well, what if I didn't have my dad versus if my brother didn't have my dad?
Yes.
You know, our dad. I would love to hear that perspective, or vice versa. Yeah.
Yes.
Know?
Hit us up.
Because there are a lot of life lessons, obviously, that a male teaches his son, a father teaches his son. But I mean, and he'll learn them. He just may have to learn them the hard way or the long way.
Right.
But and you can't teach a woman how to
look for a man.
Look for a man. She needs to be shown.
Listen, y'all.
You can't go on YouTube and find out. A dude can. You know what I'm saying?
I found out the hard way of what not to look for, I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, if you
thank God for my papa, because
without
him, I'm very curious as to which route I would have gone, because I seen a lot of abuse growing up.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to,
You know what I mean?
Yep. But all you two-parent householders, let us know.
And that kind of makes my point. You had your papa. You had a positive male figure, right? Without him, think hands down you'd be somewhere different? Or maybe? Not necessarily? Or definitely? What? Speak.
Yeah.
Hands down?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Didn't want to say it, but yep.
Why? Don't you take pride in that?
Yeah, but other people might feel a way about it.
That's your papa.
But I'm just saying, if you say
this, it ain't some one, random dude.
No. If I'm saying this one person being removed would have probably derailed me altogether.
Why is that offensive to anybody else?
That could be offensive.
Why?
To my mom.
Why would that be offensive to your mom? She's not a man. We already had this discussion. She can't teach you what a man can teach you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Why is that offensive?
This might be offensive.
Okay. I guess. Well, we don't record to protect feelings. You know?
Nah, but that makes sense. But yeah, I do wonder that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all I'm getting at. I was just curious. Because, again, that kind of speaks to my point. Because I didn't have... I mean, as I got older, eventually, like, you know, my mom married, you know, and cool. I was like 13 and we bumped heads, me and my stepdad at first, but you know what I mean?
Right.
But really, I didn't. You did a little bit. Could have been bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like, you know, a lot of people put that pressure on, like, oh, you, if you were a single parent, it's like, oh, well, you wasn't lacking nothing, you was good, you know, whatever. Even if you didn't have that, you'd have still been okay, you know. But there are certain things that a woman just can't teach.
And that's nobody's fault.
Especially if they make wrong decisions, you know, about certain things. Because you could be great at one thing, but just terrible at other. You could be good at teaching your daughter or son or whatever life skills and, you know, and responsibility and humility and things of that nature, but you might be terrible at relationships. So then you teaching them to be terrible at relationships indirectly.
True.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see what y'all think about that. Mm-hmm. So please hit us back with the would you rather, you know, if you're taking somebody with 8 kids, 4 BMs over, or 4 wives.
Damn. Wait a minute. Oh man.
Versus the one kid, one baby mama, but it's pure chaos and hostility.
Hey, did I ask you this already?
Oh, polygamy. Lord. If you it was polygamy.
Okay, but you specifically, if it was normalized.
If polygamy was normalized?
If polygamy was normalized, would you be okay with this guy does this for me, this guy does that, give me both, and I'm good to live my life? Or do you just, you know, that wouldn't be your thing regardless?
I said that.
I don't know if I asked you this already.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said that it wouldn't be my thing. I said in a perfect world, it sound good to have 2 husbands.
But let's say it worked, though. That's what I'm saying. If polygamy was normalized.
Yeah, like if that was tradition.
Not tradition, but if it was more normalized than it is now.
Yes.
You would try it?
I would try it.
Okay.
I would try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I was just curious. Random.
Hey, I like my cake icing to eat it, too.
Hey. It's hypothetical.
I'll try it. Long as y'all ain't trying to, you know, beat each other up.
Nah.
Y'all get along. Y'all homeboys. Y'all dapping it up.
I think, like you said, in a perfect world, if that was normalized, that might be perfect. There's a lot of traits that this person got. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, but then you got this, and that person ain't got that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I love both of y'all.
Exactly. And that's where my mom be going. Mm-hmm.
I don't think monogamy is natural.
Right. I think we were forced into it.
I think so, too.
Hmm. So when I pop up with my 2 boyfriends, y'all mind your business.
Mind your business.
All three of us gonna be taking a picture.
I'm traditional though.
Hey, listen, minus tradition, you would take 2 wives.
Hell yeah. Shit.
All right, y'all, man. For real, get at us. It's good to be back, man.
You know,
feels wholesome. I gotta catch a flight up out of here tonight.
I know. I missed my breasty.
Okay, breasticles.
Breast friend. I don't know if y'all know, but she real robust around the chest. So that's why she breasty.
I'm pretty sure they know.
They know that?
If they follow me, they know. They know what's up.
Yeah, they might.
Can't hide these things.
You don't think we got followers that never seen us?
That's they lost.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. That's your first thought?
Yeah.
Shit, that's on them.
sorry for you.
That's one of my favorite things to say. Hey, that's on you.
Hey, I hate when he said it to me.
People be like, oh, that's a personal problem. That's my way of saying it. Hey, man, that's on you. So yeah, alright, we're gonna get up out of here. Y'all know what it is, please hit us up. Hey, I thought you said you had responses that you wanted to touch on.
From
people responding.
Oh, the last Would You Rather?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll hit on that on next episode.
Alright, hit us up, y'all know what it is.
Best friend talk at Yahoo.
Best friend talk at Yahoo. Best friend talk at Yahoo. Best friend talk at get on up the
shit. Okay, hey. Y'all hit us up. We'll be back sooner rather than later. And I'm going to just keep it at that.
Yeah.
Holla.